email ray@rte.ie. The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, if you've been on the Dublin to Cork train, you may recognise the voice or maybe the hand signals of our next guest. I know that sounds a bit weird, but Patrick O'Callaghan has been doing Irish Sign Language on the train from Dublin to Cork for the last while, and now he's expanding his remit within Irish Rail to teach other members of staff how to do Irish Sign Language. Good afternoon, Patrick.
Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Good, good. Now, you have a brilliant story, and you've come to a part in your life that you never thought, I suppose, you'd be at.
Never imagined it. Never imagined it at all. Like, it's great, yeah. It's nice, like, it's nice to actually give something back from where it all started.
Yeah, and it all started because both your parents are deaf.
Correct, yes. Yeah.
So you're a coda?
A coda, yes, I'm a coda, yeah.
Which is a child of
deaf adults. Correct, yes. Yeah, correct.
Did you see the movie, the Oscar-winning movie?
Oh, to be honest, I didn't. I haven't seen it. No, I haven't seen it yet. I know, I should be ashamed of myself.
Yeah. No, you should be ashamed, but I'm a bit jealous because it's a brilliant movie.
No, never got to see it. Never got to see it, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like, to be honest, it wasn't a term that I was familiar with, coda. Like,
wasn't it? No,
only until maybe a couple of weeks ago, like, which was actually when I was speaking to the journalist for the Irish Times. And he was like, "You're coda background." So, like, it's something that I never used.
See, it's probably an American term.
I'd say more of an American term, yeah, because for me, not.
Yeah. So how many's in the family?
So there's myself and my sister. She's older than me.
Right.
So she's 3 years older than me. So, yeah.
Mallow is
the home place.
And what's your parents' story?
So my mother, she was born deaf. My own father, he was actually born hearing. But at 13 months old, he actually picked up meningitis. And when he was 2 or 3 years old, then he actually got hit by a car. He got, so yeah, that kind of just affected his hearing. And
bad
then,
luck.
Pure bad luck altogether,
yes. Yeah. And they met through the deaf community, I would imagine.
Exactly. School in Dublin. So I had Cabra in Dublin. There was a school in Cabra in Dublin. So like there was a different school for the boys and the girls. So that's how it all started there.
And like all schools, they probably, you know, met each other at lunchtime.
Yes. Oh, yeah, of course, yeah.
And your mum then, is her condition hereditary?
Hereditary because my uncle, her brother, he was deaf as well. So, yeah, he passed away. It'll be 2 years ago now in January. So, yeah.
So was the possibility that you or your sister could have been born deaf?
To be honest, I couldn't answer that, to be honest. Yes. But I know some deaf parents and they actually have deaf children and some have hearing children. Yes, so yeah, it's just one of them things.
So when did you realise that your house was different probably than other houses?
To be honest, like I would say it's a normal house.
Yes, of course, it's your normal.
Yes, but from the outside looking in, I would say definitely not normal. I suppose, like in terms of like the house being quiet, like to me, it's normal. It's no different to me. But I'd say for people looking in, I'd say it was a quiet house. At times it was quiet, but then it can get a bit lively too as well. Like so, it can get lively.
Not to give away much now, but if say people were getting excited or or people disagreed on something, say what's for dinner or what to watch on the telly or whatever, so the sign language gets animated then.
It's very animated.
Yes.
It's all like that to do with, like facial expressions,
right.
The hands be flying.
Yes.
But it gets very animated and the voices as well. Like, you know, like if you're in a house on a match day, especially if Man United were playing versus Arsenal, like you should see my father in action. Like he'd have the whole place could hear him. Like,
And you would have learned sign language, you know, like others would learn to talk.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. So, like, from a young age, like my mother and my father and my uncle, who played a huge part in me learning sign language. Like, I'd never been to a special school to learn sign language. It's just something that I picked up.
Yeah.
Going along the way. So.
Right. It came completely naturally.
Natural.
To you.
Yeah. Completely natural.
Right. So when you left school, you went into retail.
I did. I started out in retail. So that's when I kind of appreciated the sign language more, because you come across a lot of deaf people, hearing impaired, that actually had no one to interact with. So that's when I kind of appreciated it a lot more. So
give us an example.
So like just people coming in and they're look like, say, one of my colleagues on the shop floor, like, and he doesn't know sign language, but he knows I know sign language and he can't make out what they're saying. So they call me in the headset. Patrick, could you come up here and give me a hand?
Yes.
And then I come along then and I know exactly what they're looking for.
And what you said there struck me is that maybe if they lived alone, for example, they're not communicating with anybody.
That's it, yeah.
So you're a godsend.
Yes, Yes, I'd like to think so.
But imagine going out for your daily shop or whatever, anticipating the usual barriers, you know, that you have because you're a deaf person, and then you hop into the scene.
Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, it's nice to see you like it. And yeah, like the feedback that they got, like just a smile on their face just says it all.
Yeah.
So, you know, then you have a basic chit chat, like. And
so, in a way, you're a translator.
Yeah. Yeah, translate. I can translate.
You can translate from Irish Sign Language into English.
Into English, exactly. Yeah.
And would you have done that for your parents over the years?
I would have done a lot over the years. More so my sister. No, she'd actually be the main translator.
Right.
So, like doctor's appointments, hospital appointments, like and on the trains or whatever. Like she's always with them. Like so, because there is a lack of interpreters really nationwide.
Yeah.
So like my sister would have to go along.
Okay, so Irish Rail then. You're only there, what, 10 and a half months?
10 and a half months in there, yeah.
And you're on the trolley?
No, I'm a train host.
Train host,
yeah. So my job description.
Tickets,
train host, customer service.
Oh, yeah, all right, sorry. For some reason I thought you were on the trolley. So you just walk up and down asking people, right?
Exactly.
So you're interacting with everybody on the train?
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, so no, it's great. Like, it's nice to interact with everyone. Yeah, like, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Yeah. I can see you have the personality for it.
Thanks very much. Yeah, Thank you.
So then, just in your job, you would spot deaf people.
You would,
and I'd say you have a sixth sense about that, do you?
I would say, more of a sixth sense where people wouldn't like they mightn't see it, but I could see like by facial expressions or voicial, if you're checking tickets, and I'd say thank you when I'm finished, and then the way they speak, I can tell, and then I say, can you sign? And then I say, I can sign, and then I'd explain then like my mother and father are both deaf, and that they might know them possibly, and.
Because it's a small enough community.
It's a very small community, yeah. So everyone kind of knows everyone in that network, yeah.
Okay. And did you get a bit of a name for yourself then as the Irish Rail, Irish Sign Language man?
Yeah, exactly. Just it all came out of nowhere. Like, just I was actually amazed, really, like the feedback from everyone, like that everyone, like they know, they want to learn the sign language.
Right. So parallel to this, Irish Rail introduced lessons for staff.
They did, correct. Before I even started. So like this was their initiative that even started, so they were aiming to have 40 people trained up in ISL over an 8-week period. So, but they were finding it difficult. Like they managed to get 6 trained up. So, like they're finding it difficult to get instructors in to teach classes. So that's kind of where I came in. Like they asked me, would I be interested in teaching a few classes within Irish Rail? And I said, absolutely. Like I would never have thought.
So now you've been trained to be a trainer.
Exactly. So my CX managers, Pat Casey and Earl O'Neill, have been very good. So they've actually got me on the trainer course. So like by the end of it, I'll have a QQI level 6.
Right.
So I could be able to present my own courses and design my own content as well. So,
right.
Yeah, it's great.
Training for trains.
Training for trains, yeah.
And that's where we started there, that you were given something back.
Yeah, which is nice, isn't it? Yeah, which I never imagined in a million years would I give something back. But
and your parents are still alive?
They're still alive, both of them are still alive, yeah.
They must be very proud of you.
Oh, they're delighted, over the moon. They're smiling.
Are they?
Yeah. Oh, they're delighted, yeah. Do you know what? It's nice. Like, we had, so I had the interview with the Irish Times, then we had the photo shoot, they're going back a couple of weeks ago. And all their friends from the deaf community as well got together, like, they had a great time, they loved it.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of highlighting the need for services for the deaf, like, so it's great.
Because I'd say, I talked about a barrier, because there are barriers, aren't there, of communication?
Oh, huge.
And that can make it, I suppose, you feel like you're excluded from things.
Oh, yeah, big time. Could you imagine, like, if you were deaf and you're sitting on a train, for example, and just say we were broken down to something for an hour or two, like, and you're up and down the train, you're telling everyone, but that deaf person doesn't know what's going on. So even if you could just relay to them, look, train's running a bit late, we're going to be stuck here for half an hour, just to let them know what's going on. Yeah. To be included, that's the word, just to be included.
And they have the signs up now. Back in the day when I was using trains, they didn't have the signs. So if you were deaf, you couldn't hear the announcements.
Yeah, you couldn't. No, you're...
Yeah.
Just, yeah,
what you're going to say. Yeah.
Yeah, so you're snookered, really. Yeah. Like, yeah.
All of that's great. So Irish, this is a thing now, you'll explain it to me. So Irish sign language is different to UK sign language, which is also different to American sign language. Although all of those countries speak English.
It's mind-boggling, really. You'd think they'd have the one unique kind of sign language. But
are they completely different?
Completely different.
Okay.
Well, I'm just, for example, just for the vowels, like, so, like, you'd say for in Irish sign language, you'd be like A, E-I-O-U.
Right.
The British sign
a
language.
A lot of fingers.
Yeah, a lot of fingers. Yeah. So the British one then, like, they use like A-E-I-O-U their vowels. Like, so it's completely different. And there's a lot of the English one, I couldn't really understand it, but the Irish one.
So they're completely different languages.
Completely different. I know, even though we still speak English.
Yeah, so it's like English versus French versus Chinese.
Yeah. Would you ever see them videos on TikTok, actually?
No.
They're like,
I'm
so
not
like,
on TikTok.
Oh, you're not on TikTok.
No,
you should get on it, yeah. But you see them videos, like, there's the guy actually, he's, did you ever hear Kerry Coda?
Yeah.
I only discovered him a few weeks ago. It was a colleague of mine sent me the video. But the videos he does, like, so there's him on the top, so, like, and then there's German and English. They're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
Three different, completely different signs. It's fascinating, really.
It is fascinating because, you know, two hands.
Two hands, exactly. Yeah. How many words can you make? Yeah.
But, what's your favourite word to sign?
They're putting me on the spot here.
Because when people are asked, like, what's your favourite word, people say serendipity or something like that, you know. Is that a difficult one to sign, serendipity?
I wouldn't even attempt it. I don't know.
What's happy birthday?
So two H's.
Yeah.
I'm kind of going happy. So
it's nearly like the rock sign, the rocks.
Yeah, exactly.
Sign.
Like the rock sign.
And then you do it.
And then you're like happy.
Happy,
and
right.
And then like your birthday then, like, so like, birthday, like, so your two pinkies.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say birthday, like, so.
So you're rolling them in together in
yeah,
the middle.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Happy
right.
birthday, like, happy
right,
birthday.
Happy
yeah.
birthday.
Happy
right.
birthday. Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah. And do you think it's something that should be introduced into schools?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Like, I know, like, how many deaf children, I couldn't give an exact number, or deaf people in Ireland today. Like, I think it's very important to have, like, sign language should be mandatory in schools. Like, before you teach, like, you know, your foreign languages now and stuff, maybe there's a need for them as well. But, well, to me, sign language.
How difficult is it to learn? Because I know the Irish Rail course before you arrived in was, what, 8 weeks?
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
And
that's not enough.
No, nowhere near it. Nowhere near it. I think it'll take years to master it, like. But, like, for me, I don't even remember learning the sign language.
Yeah.
It just came natural, which I'm blessed in a way. But I'd say you'd be talking, I'd say if I put a figure on it, 2-3 years, maybe,
right.
you'd be skilled enough, like, to be, you'd be skilled enough to,
you'd be
in sign language.
Out,
to be word, yeah, but, like, I know from what I gathered, the 8 week course, it's very, very basic.
Yeah.
Like,
I'm not deaf, but I use sign language with my hearing baby before she could talk. She could sign for food, drink, teddy, bed, etc. I could show others minding her the signs, even you. I also taught her the words mum and dad and I love you.
Yeah.
Rachel from Cork.
That's
mad, isn't it?
That's mad. Yeah, it's nice, yeah.
Yeah. So while you're training to be a trainer, are you still on the Dublin to Cork?
Still on the Dublin to Cork route, yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I'd meet him, like, on a daily basis, you'd meet, like, regularly, like, people of the deaf community.
Like nearly every journey?
Yeah, every journey you'd meet them. People that I know, people that I don't know.
Yeah.
And I'd always introduce myself, say, hello, look, my name is Patrick. I see you signing, I can sign. Can I help you?
Right.
Like, there's an example, like, in Houston. So literally, we do a trip up and back. So, like, when you're in Houston for an hour, like, you just kind of wait around before your next train goes back. So I went up for, like, the normal cup of coffee, as you do.
Yeah.
And I seen three ladies, like, standing at the coffee shop, and they were pointing at the board, and the fellow behind the counter, like, not his fault, like, but
yes.
he didn't know what was going on, like, so he couldn't make out. So, like, I just went up and I started signing. He's like, can I help you?
Right.
And then two of them, because one managed to get her coffee, and the other two then, she goes, oh, I'll have a black coffee. And the other one, he goes, I'll have a flat white with almond milk.
See, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go, like, yeah, very important. Yeah. But the other girl then, she was getting rightly tick, like, she was getting tick out, like, say, oh, I'm so jealous, you have your own interpreter and the whole lot. Yeah, so, yeah.
I know that was going on.
You
were having the crack. And who came up with you?
So my wife, Ginny, and my daughter, Quiva.
Right.
So she's six, so she was delighted to get a day off school and open.
And you come up on the train?
We got the train up, yeah,
right.
We got the train up. So.
And is there a staff discount?
They look after us, all right. Yeah.
Okay, right. Well, lovely talking to you, Patrick. And as I said, that you're a godsend for the deaf community, and it's great that you're giving something back, as you say, and training staff of Irish Rail to sign on trains all over the country. Nice to meet you, Patrick.
Likewise. Thanks very much, Ray. Thank you.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.